As one family member has said, this is long overdue. No nation is perfect, but here in America, we confront our imperfections and face a sometimes painful past, including the truth that some of these soldiers fought and died for a country that did not always see them as equal. Ask their fellow veterans, ask their families, and they'll tell you that their extraordinary deeds merited the highest recognition. And today, we have the chance to set the record straight. This is the single largest group of service members to be awarded the Medal of Honor since the Second World War.
No matter who's sitting at 1600 Pennsylvania Avenue, Kate Delaney, America Tonight. So here's the skinny on that. It was a Tuesday, but a different kind of Tuesday, as 24 mostly ethnic or minority soldiers who in many cases were shot, were dragging fallen brothers, some who were dead, out of the melee, others who were surviving. They got the Medal of Honor that the government concluded, hey, they should have gotten this a long time ago. You're talking about Hispanics, Jews, African Americans who were identified following a review, a congressional review, to ensure that they were eligible recipients, not just to give them out, for the highest recognition for valor, which that's what it is, the Medal of Honor. So only three of the 24 were alive for the president to drape the medals and ribbons around their necks. And you heard Obama say, today we have the chance to set the record straight. And setting the record straight is important. Three surviving recipients of the medal, Vietnam veterans Jose Rodella, Melvin Morris, and Santiago Arriva, got the standing ovation as they were pretty somber in the acknowledgement of that. Such a long time coming, and the memories probably that they had. Many of them, like I said, under heavy fire, obviously. One of them was someone who was part of a special forces group back in the late 60s, and he and his company of actually Cambodian soldiers who helped he helped recruit had heavy fire from the North Vietnamese Army troops and were lucky to even get out, the ones that were able to get out. In fact, he was the only member of his company who was moving, and he began to run from one spot to the next, checking for casualties and survivors in different positions to try to have a defense line, and constantly exposing himself and his location and all of that sort of thing. So that is a very good deed, without a doubt, that they got the Medal of Honor. There is a second part to this and some crazy nonsense that is actually happening to other veterans when it comes to blocking them. It's the yin and the yang in this country, blocking them from getting on flights because they can't get off of the no-fly list. We go to Izzy right off the bat here on ATN. Hey, Izzy, how you doing?
Hi, Kate. I'm doing okay, I think. First off, I just want to say God bless those young lads that helped save that, or did save that lady.
Yeah.
It really restores a person's faith in young people today, because so
yep.
many would just walk away.
Yep.
So I just, a big shout out for those young men. But you were talking about Alzheimer's.
Mm.
And my mother had dementia, which is a lesser form of Alzheimer's. And she did not know who I was for about the last 5 years.
Mm.
Had absolutely no idea who I was. And I have a friend who's now 85. She's my oldest and dearest friend, and I'm watching her decline mentally, and I keep encouraging her to get on her computer and do word games.
Mm-hmm.
And what people don't understand is we can be genetically predisposed to certain illnesses, but we can also fight certain ones. And keeping your mind active with word games or spelling, anything that causes you to think. Reading is another good exercise. Do you know people just won't do it? They sit their butts down in front of a television, and they're just like zombies.
Yeah.
And I just rarely watch television. Well, I don't have TV, actually, other than my movies. And I'll pop in a movie once in a while. Other than that, I don't. But I'm constantly reading, reading, reading. I'm constantly doing word exercises because I do have brain damage from a blow to the left side of my head. Temporal lobe palamine is what it's called. And it can be very difficult to deal with. I can't imagine dealing with dementia, and I don't feel concerned that I will have it. I believe my mother got it because she was always a very active woman, very, very artistic and musically inclined, but she was isolated. And isolation is an enemy of older people. And so people out there with older family members, you need to understand they need activity.
Mm.
They need socialization to keep their brains active.
So true.
And I hate to bring that. Well, I don't hate to bring it up, but a lot of people will probably be a little insulted. But keep them active in their church, if nothing else, because at least you get them out of the house and they socialize. And it's a good place, you know, to be around other people. And because it is a terrible disease. I used to work part-time when I was doing my internships at a state hospital. And I don't think people realize how horribly sad it is to watch these once very vital people sitting there rotting from the inside out, literally. And it just was probably why I never became a nurse. I could not deal with the horrors that I saw elderly people go through and or young children. But when it comes to Alzheimer's, the first sign, the very first clue you see, you need to jump on it. You don't wait and say, well, she's just having an off day or he's having a bad day. No, you jump on it. And
yeah.
You make sure you start getting them help. And I don't care how much time it takes from family members. This is a family person, and you need to be helping them.
Mm. Yeah.
So, you know,
sage advice. Great advice, Izzy. Wow. Yeah.
But didn't I tell you Maldives but last night?
Yes,
night before,
I said
brother?
That. Yes, and now they're saying they thought they saw the plane. I was like, wow, she's, you know, you're like Madame Cleo. You knew exactly
no.
what happened. That was interesting.
No,
yeah.
I just started looking at the maps and talking with my nephew and brother, and I was going, wait a minute, you know, this place is to land.
Mm-hmm.
And then I read that I judged it, and I'm going, that plane is somewhere, and it's hostage. End of
yeah,
discussion.
Yeah, it seems odd to me. I agree with you. Izzy, thanks. Great stuff. And listen to her advice as somebody who had to deal with it. They're saying women age 60 and older have a 1 in 6 chance of getting Alzheimer's disease in their lifetime, twice as likely to develop it compared with breast cancer. And you know how much we're spending this year alone already? We've spent on Alzheimer's care $214 billion. We're checking the mail next. Have you ever heard of a pharmacist who discourages the use of most prescription drugs? Well, pharmacist Ben Fuchs is that person, and boy, is he fascinating. He's a nutritional pharmacist and skincare specialist who operates out of Boulder, Colorado. And to hear this man speak is nothing less than inspiring because he's charismatic and makes a lot of sense. He asks, why take dangerous drugs when all your body needs to stay healthy is all natural with no side effects? Pharmacist Ben sees the human body as a healing and regenerating system, divinely designed to heal and renew itself on a moment-to-moment basis. But it needs nutrition and nutritional supplementation. Ben says you've got to be on a nutritional supplement program if you want to be healthy in 21st century America. And he wants to help people get off the toxic drug treadmill and get on a good nutritional supplement program. I support what pharmacist Ben is saying and doing to help America get healthier. And I urge you to watch and listen to Ben deliver his powerful message at your convenience. Just go to AmericaTonightTeam.com. That's AmericaTonightTeam.com.
Hi, this is Gary Cooper with Midas Resources Gold and Silver. Government shutdown, inept politicians, entitlements, looming Obamacare. The death of the U.S. dollar as a global reserve currency is what nobody wants to acknowledge. We have a debt bubble that cannot be paid and will eventually crash the dollar. If you're concerned about keeping your money, why not consider storing your wealth in gold and silver? Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130. Together we'll discuss your options of buying gold and silver. Again, the global elite have plans for your money and it doesn't include you. So call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130, and we'll discuss your options of buying precious metals. Also, I can send you information on how you can roll over your IRA or 401k into a precious metal IRA. Again, don't get caught with money in your account when the dollar crashes. Call me, Gary Cooper, at 1-800-686-2237, extension 130.
Hey everyone, have you heard about the no-no hair removal device that's sweeping the globe? If you want to go weeks without shaving and get smooth, professional, quality results, here's our favorite host, Cheryl, for no-no hair removal.
Thanks. Hey gals, I love talking about my no-no. It's this cute little hair removal system that you can take with you and use almost anywhere at home or on the road. No more expensive in-office treatments, painful waxing, and no more wasting your valuable time. Got unwanted facial hair? No-no has patented Thermacon technology that works on all hair and skin colors, so it's perfect for using on all body parts. And now you can take advantage of this incredible risk-free trial. Get the No-No, the facial kit, a travel case, and a $100 discount shopping card, and you don't risk a penny to try it. Try the incredible No-No hair completely risk-free. Call 1-800-953-6062. That's 800-953-6062. 800-953-6062.
Once again, as I am fond of telling all of you out there, the best way to get to America tonight, it seems that, geez, from day one since I signed on for this program, you found me through the miracle of Al Gore's internet. So people continue to do that. AmericaTonight.net. Click on contact, and it's that easy. We are full, pegging in the red. So on that note, let's check the mail.
You have mail, mistress.
First note that I got today, and I thought, boy, I didn't see this anywhere. And I want to thank Ed. Ed from Chicago, he says he's from Chicago, sent this in. And he says, Kate, I just wanted to alert you because I know you say that your studio is in Dallas. Well, there was a guy who apparently fell off the rim of the Grand Canyon, and I think he's from your neck of the woods. Well, I hadn't heard that story, but I looked it up, and in fact, it was a guy, his name is John Anderson from Grapevine, Texas, and he was there with his family, very sad, just 53, he was there with his family. On Saturday morning, he fell, somehow he lost his footing, he fell 350 feet near the one of the lodges, the El Tovar Lodge, and the park rangers, you know, got to him as fast as they could, but they couldn't resuscitate him, and they, you know, he was with his wife, and but when he fell, he was alone. Very, very sad. It wasn't, automatically when I heard this, and after I got that email, I thought, oh, this is another picture-taking thing. But it wasn't. It wasn't a picture-taking thing. So then statistically I found out that the rangers there actually respond to, they say, give or take about 1,300 medical problems a year and 300 searches and rescue missions. So that happens a bunch at the canyon. You figure you got 5 million people to go to the Grand Canyon. I went to the Grand Canyon a long, long time ago and stupidly hiked up and down it in one day. Do not ask me how I did it. I have no idea. Or why. I had one canteen. I was with a boyfriend. That's probably why. And by the time I got to the top, it was like an 8-hour day. Just remember, I don't think I have ever been that parched in my life. But sad, sad, sad story for that family. Awful, awful thing to find out. Okay, then this one from Bob, listening to us in Florida, and he says, Kate, we've been getting your show now for about 7 months. I really like it, and I want to say kudos and semper fi to the men that received the Medal of Honor from the White House today. I heard something about that, that they hadn't got one originally, but now these veterans are getting the belated Medals of Honor. Yeah, I'm glad you brought that up. It's it is huge that they got that. There was a couple of soldiers, only three were still alive, and this was for what they did during the Vietnam, Korean, and World War III, those wars, and they were just not awarded. They weren't awarded the medals, and the president said that, and the military said, let's you know, write this thing. And I mean, anytime you have someone who serves and what they do in the war, and to not be, you know, when they're like Army Green Berets in Vietnam at 69, and they charge gallantly into the fire to save their injured buddies, their comrades, and pull out the bodies of the people who were fallen and all that kind of stuff, shot, bleeding. That was one of the stories. And they got to be honored, and for some reason passed over for whatever reason that was. Some of them were Hispanic, and some were black soldiers as well. So the good thing is they righted the wrong. So how about that? It's in 2002, it was part of the Defense Authorization Act, where they set up a review specifically of Jewish and Hispanic veterans who served in the middle of the century to make sure that the ones that hadn't got the Medal of Honor and should have gotten the Medal of Honor but didn't get it because of some kind of prejudice ended up getting it. So that's the beautiful thing about that. Bravo, I agree. Absolutely. Okay, this one comes to us from Jake in Austin, and Jake says, Kate, boy, this thing with the plane, I think you're right. I heard you talking about it the other night. Some people called in, a lot of them thinking it is terrorism. We can't get enough of this. Every place I tune into cable-wise, that's all I hear about is this 777 and what could have possibly happened to it and what was the plane's path and what new evidence is there and all the speculation. I'll tell you, I don't know at this rate if they're ever going to find that plane, and that I think is very freakish. Well, if they didn't find the plane, it would be pretty freakish, and there is no guarantee of it. I mean, what do we know? We don't know anything. They did, I guess the thing that was the most interesting to me is we're talking about the pilots and the pilots' association with the terrorist group and, you know, being fanatical about one guy. And they say there was nothing on the pilots' computers, no emails, nothing that indicated there was anything going to happen here. Which, can you arrive at any solid info because of that? No, because who knows? I mean, was it an erratic flight path because they were avoiding something? Was it erratic because it was something sinister? Why weren't there any phone calls? All that kind of stuff. And boy, there were a lot of people on that plane, and I think that is just the saddest thing of all. And one of the former pilots that used to fly that plane said there's no way it was a mechanical error. He was all over the place, that there was no way that could have happened. How did the plane slip by the radar, turning off the equipment? Yeah, it's crazy. I mean, they're looking at the pilots still. They're looking at the passengers. They're scrutinizing the manifest and to see if they can find any other clues as to what happened to Flight 370. Somebody else also, Scott, wanted to throw in his two cents. Kate, hands down, you've been talking about this for a couple of days now. I think it was terrorism. Don't ask me to figure it all out. But I would think that now they are trying to put these theories together anyway and question anybody they can and find out any sort of information that's a given. It's a big puzzle, there's no question. But if I had to pick something as the cause of this, and I guess I'm shooting at the dark like everybody else, but I think it just kind of reeks of terrorism. Well, the area they're talking about, the area being searched, is now 2.97 million square miles. So that's basically the size of the continental United States if you were to look at a map. That's a lot of territory, deep, very tough. And the more, I mean, there's so many days have gone by now. We're well over a week, and pretty soon the black box, forget about it. So it's, once you're in this situation, it's going to be, I think it's going to be tough. It's going to be tough to recover this plane. I hope I'm wrong. I hope they find the Malaysian airliner sooner rather than later. But it is very strange, and that's why we are talking about it here in the United States and everywhere else. It's that thing that I say, the buzz in the backyard. What are you jawing about when you're sitting down for a cup of joe with your pals? You're at the barbershop. You're, you know, trucking around college campus from young to old. Everybody seems to have an opinion on this. All right, and I got this one from Stu, who says, Kate, I know you have a lot of friends in the TV business. You talked about working in California before. I was wondering if you had any connection to the helicopter guys that crashed in Seattle. You know, that story is terrible. They say they're trying to figure out what made the copter crash. It was in the morning during rush hour. It's right by the Space Needle, and they said there was kind of this unusual noise that happened, and the helicopter spiraled, and it didn't, you know, it wasn't in the sky. It didn't stay skyward. It just spiraled into the ground, burst into flames. The flames spread to some cars that were parked. And it's interesting that I get an email about that, because I had a lot of friends that worked in California with me when I got out of school, and many of them went to the station where the two guys were from. Como was the name of the station. That's where they had both worked for a long time. And, man, it's very, very sad that happened, obviously. And it's shaken up a lot of people. Because you don't think about that. The guy's name was Bill. The one guy that the photographer that some of the people I worked with knew pretty well was Bill Strothman was his name. And the helicopter pilot, by the way, was Gary Fitzner, and was a guy who had been in the air for a very long time. But Strothman had a whole bunch of Emmys, like a crazy amount, 14 Emmys or something to his name. And I know four or five different people that worked with him when they went up to Seattle, and they say he was just such a professional and so much a perfectionist, got just incredible footage when he went out. And he knew that pictures really meant something in the television business, obviously. And, you know, that whole thing about every picture tells a story and, yeah, that kind of thing. So really, really sad. Just one of those freak accidents. And they're still investigating it, obviously, as to what happened there. But thanks for that heads up and remembering that and asking me that question. If you want to share anything at all, what's going on in the news, the buzz in your backyard, whatever, throw it at us. Well, send it to us, americatonight.net.
It's time to kick some ash, because cigarettes have met their match. Smokers are switching to Vaporeon e-liquid by LeSig, because when you kick ash, you kick tar and smelly smoke too. LeSig smokes the competition with real people customer service, a 7-day satisfaction guarantee, and same-day fast free shipping. Become a vapor today at LeSig.com, spelled LeCIG.com. LeSig e-cigarettes, kick some ash.
Does advertising on the Genesis Communications Radio Network actually bring positive results? Let's ask
Thomas Baldrick from Freeze Dry Guy.
Thomas, talk about customer service at GCN.
GCN is extraordinary in how they take care of their customers. The bottom line, Freeze Dry Guy keeps advertising on GCN because it works.
If you'd like to experience unbelievable customer service, call Lee Wickenhauser at 877-996-4327, extension 107.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
I will never forget the day my son Jeremy told me he hated me and slammed the door in my face. I'm behavioral therapist Janet Lehman. Behavior problems can turn the child you love and your life into a nightmare. That's why my husband James and I created the Total Transformation, the step-by-step program that shows you how to fix the worst behavior problems and get your child to respect and listen to you again. No matter what the behavior, defiance, backtalk, angry outbursts, disrespect, we can help you stop it. Now you can get the Total Transformation for free. All you need to do is get the program and let us know how it works for you. You can keep it forever for free.
Limited number of free programs available. Call now 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595. That's 1-888-912-1595. 1-888-912-1595.
Don't complain about your cable bill going up and up and up. Do something about it. Grab a pencil and jot down this special number. 1-855-905-MY-TV. The more cable TV rates go up, the better digital satellite TV looks. Say goodbye to the cable guy and get more of your favorite channels in 100% digital quality for less money. Call 1-855-905-MY-TV. Sign up for packages starting as low as $19.99, and there's no equipment to buy. You get free HD TV upgrade, a free DVR upgrade, and free professional installation. You control what you watch, when you watch it. Record your favorite shows. Pause and rewind live TV. Even skip the commercials. Watch local channels too. At just $19.99, what are you waiting for? Pull out your major credit or debit card. Call 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV. Say goodbye to the cable guy. Cut costs and get more. 1-855-905-MYTV. 1-855-905-MYTV.
It's no secret that silver is one of the oldest known natural antibiotics, but the mainstream media will never tell we the people this information. Why? Many drug companies and politicians have dangerous alliances that manipulate the way we live by prescribing drugs that only manage disease, keeping us dependent on Big Pharma. And with Obamacare at our doorstep, we are now forced into a system that many of us do not want any part of. And no man or government has the right to dictate how we as free people choose to take care of our health. The Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com hold this truth dear. Colloidal and ionic silver supplements from UtopiaSilver.com open the door to a whole new world of natural healing for the body and the mind. Visit UtopiaSilver.com and discover the safe and effective health benefits of colloidal and ionic silver. Call 888-213-4338. 888-213-4338 and talk to the Patriots at UtopiaSilver.com, a leading source of natural healing using colloidal silver, colloidal gold, minerals, vitamins, and herbs. UtopiaSilver.com.
Feel it, even today. If you can't, then it doesn't matter anyway. You will never understand it, cause it happens to me. And it feels so good, it's like walking the glass. It's so cool, so hip, it's alright. It's so groovy, it's out of sight. You can touch it, feel it, pieces of me.
We're pulling out this segment here on America Tonight. And by the way, continuing for just a second on how sad it was of that helicopter crash, truly I found out I knew two reporters that worked in Dallas that worked in Seattle, and then there were two reporters I worked with in El Paso that went on to Seattle, and they all knew the one photographer who was in that helicopter crash. So two people dead, one critical, and right there by the Space Needle. And you can imagine the story because it's a news helicopter. It's a crowded morning rush hour, and the helicopter comes flying down and explodes, and there's people nearby on the ground. And there was a guy in the car that was injured, and then just black smoke all over the city during that morning commute. So it was just a terrible, terrible accident. And Seattle's a pretty big news market. And these were two guys that had been there for a long time that a lot of people knew. Bill Strothman, especially, because he was a photographer forever and ever and ever and had won all kinds of awards. But just they're still looking into it. What was it that brought it down? And the helicopter, from the eyewitnesses say, kind of lifted up about 5 feet and was going to clear a building when it tilted. So it looked like it was a correction thing, and then it dove forward. Oh, think of how many times that he had done that run and been up there in that helicopter. And that's the one thing when I had my brief stint, it was a couple of years that I did television news, I never wanted, I just You know, you either do or you don't. I never felt comfortable in a single-engine plane. I feel fine, but I never felt comfortable in a helicopter. I only did it once, and it was for one of those runs with a it was one of the organ donation things, and that was pretty cool that they invited me along on that, but it was pretty wild to be in the helicopter. But this was an experienced guy, and so you have to figure maybe that eyewitness saying it would look like a correction thing, maybe that's exactly what happened there. All right, the whole thing with taxes, right? You just say the word tax and people duck. But you have the e-vaping. You've heard the commercials. We have, you know, the commercials here on GCN, and it couldn't be bigger right now. In my neighborhood, I was looking around. I knew I was going to talk about this for the show, and I thought, I wonder how many places, you know, where you can get those e-cigarettes there are. And, boy, I found a lot more than I had any idea about. And there's debating on this whole electronic cigarette thing. They're getting ready for it on the Hill because, of course, they have nothing else to debate. But sarcasm. So some states and local governments are pushing ahead to try to tax and regulate the battery-powered smoking alternative, right? And now they're talking about federal taxes, too. So, of course, Uncle Sam, we want ours. We want our money right now. And right now, there's freedom from federal rules. That's it. I mean, you're only looking at state sales tax. But with how cash-starved so many places are, they're talking about a sin tax, an excise tax, which is like a sin tax, and they usually slap that on things like cigarettes. So Minnesota is the only state that has a specific tax policy for e-cigs right now. They did this in 2012, and what it is any vapor inhalers, the people who are using electronic cigarettes, they've got a 95% tax that is put to the wholesale cost of the product. And they say they're considered to be tobacco products, and they're subjected to the state's tobacco tax. So the distributors have to pay the tobacco tax or risk losing the license, and they don't want to lose that because it's so profitable. So they just have to do it. They're expected to collect and remit sales tax on e-cigarette sales. So in total, Minnesota says it's going to bring in $1.16 billion from all of its tobacco taxes in 2014-2015. And just like with marijuana in Colorado, which is way bigger than what Minnesota's doing with the e-cigs, other people in other states are looking at that revenue and licking their chops. Yeah. Like the governor of New Jersey. For his budget proposal last month, he pitched a plan to hike taxes on electronic cigarettes to match the rate of regular cigarettes. So that would be about $2.70 a pack. But, and then some people say, listen, if you tax it anyway, so your state gets some revenue, you wouldn't have many kids and teenagers that would get them, because they're saying that sixth graders, it's not uncommon for them to try the vaping thing. Or maybe even younger than that. And small businesses like a convenience store, and especially so that's brick and mortar, they're going to have to, I mean, they're going to get hit the hardest because they're going to have that tax increase. Boy, I don't know. You look at this and, you know, taxing us to death. And how much does this decrease in-state sales? Because, hey, if I live in New Jersey and I'm making the trip across the border, they don't do it in Pennsylvania, I'll just get them there because I don't have to pay the bloody taxes in the other state. And when you can do that, trust me, in the beginning anyway, unless they spread that, that's what's going to happen. All right, Dan is listening to us in the great state of Texas. Hey, Dan.
Had to put my headphones down.
No worries.
Okay. Listen, I really enjoyed your interview with the Irish gentleman in Chicago that was there on your program and gave us all the background on the Irish program that they have with the saints over there that drove out the snakes and all
that. Yeah. Bill Federer. Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that was really, really interesting. And I loved his Irish brogue. That was beautiful.
Yeah, Connor Kanin, that's who that was, and he talked about that. Yeah, he was good. Yeah.
Something that happened tonight was the lottery. And did anybody hit it?
Not that we know of yet. The last time I checked, they hadn't announced it. So, and you obviously are not a winner, or you would tell us, right?
Well, if I knew, I haven't got the numbers. I don't know.
I have the numbers. Let me give you the numbers. You can tell us right on air.
Real slow.
You ready?
Yeah.
Real slow. I like that. Ready, America? Got your pen? Okay. 11.
I got that.
Dun, da, da, da. You got 11? Wow. 11, 19.
I got that.
You are kidding me.
No.
24.
No, I had 23.
33. If you said you had 33. 51. I hear no sounds. And the mega ball is 7.
I got that.
Wow, so you've won something anyway.
Yeah.
That's not bad.
Yeah.
Good for you, but you didn't win the big one.
Just to officially break in here.
And that's all steered
there,
to do.
There was...
Wait a second. Now we got a break in from Matt. He's going to update us, Dan.
Tonight. There are 2 winning tickets, 1 in Florida and 1 in Maryland.
Really? Well, 1 in Florida? Where in Florida?
I'm happy for whoever it was.
In Florida, it was, Merritt Island, Brevard County.
Brevard County, no. I was thinking my family, because I haven't heard from them in a long time, Dan. They probably won and they ran away. All right.
They love you, Kate. They love you. We all love you, baby.
We think. We hope. So.
Well, I got 11, I got 19, and I got 7.
All right, so a little bit of cash, but not the big one.
Yeah. Well, you know, like I say, I tried. That's all a steer can do. Now,
that's good.
Now, I'm going to get back to this plane thing, and I'll let you go. I'm serious about this. We're going to see that plane again, and it's going to be loaded with nuclear weapons. You've got people there in Philadelphia and all over the East Coast and people that you love and care about in New York. I'm not kidding you. It's going to take out, they'll hit Washington, but it'll take out all of Washington, D.C. It'll take out New York. It'll take out Maine. I mean, these guys are coming in with a full load. Can you imagine how much nuclear bombs you could put in to one of those 777s? My God, that's a huge plane. Take everything out. And those boxes that you keep talking about, the blunt ones that's going to get back to the signal,
they took those
out right away as soon as they landed. Those have been destroyed.
Yes, we can't tell where it is.
Destroy them, but, you know, they could case them, whatever. And they were talking today on Rush Limbaugh that if you took a plane up to 45,000 feet, that would kill the people.
Oh, yeah, the altitude.
But it will, because if you do away with the oxygen, because if they're going to do the thing that they did with the computer and taking over the plane like they did, they will take away the oxygen because they've got to get rid of the people or they're breaking into the cockpit and fighting them for the plane like we did with the one that went down in Shanksville, Pennsylvania. And we're going to take that chance. So they took him up to 45,000 feet, and they left him up there long enough for everybody to expire. Could you take the oxygen away after about 5 minutes? And you're just immobile.
Oh, yeah. We talked about that, Dan. Absolutely. Thanks. There's no question. We've said that a couple of times, that seems like that would be inevitable. If I'm trying to not have it, nobody's on cell phones, nobody knows what's happening, boom, you take them up there, and they're gone within seconds. And I don't think that's so far-fetched. If there's terrorism here, guarantee they probably took those people out right away. Hang with us.
In the U.S., 1 in every 50 homes will have a break-in this year. Burglars call it smash and grab. Police call it robbery. We call it avoidable. We are Fake TV, a simple electronic device that can fool even professional burglars. Fake TV easily plugs into any outlet and simulates the changing colors of a television. To a burglar, it looks like someone must be home watching TV, so they'll likely move on to an easier target. At only $29.95, Fake TV costs less than a month of most alarm monitoring plans and comes with free shipping. Order your Fake TV by calling 877-5-FAKE-TV or go to faketv.com. That's 877-532-5388 or faketv.com. Fake TV, the burglar deterrent.
Question. Could too many GMO foods and toxins be overloading your digestive and immune systems? Answer, yes. If you are searching for a powerful detox that's gentle enough to use every day, use Pro-EM-1 from Terriganics. Pro-EM-1 is a powerful liquid probiotic that uses good bacteria to suppress pathogens and gently eliminate toxins from your body. A healthy digestive system will cleanse and remove toxins, support weight loss, improve absorption of food nutrients, and aid in controlling yeast and other infections. Pro-EM-1 is made with only non-GMO and certified organic ingredients, has no preservatives, and is dairy, soy, wheat, and gluten-free. Pro-EM-1 is the key to your digestive health. Order Pro-EM-1 Daily Probiotic Cleanse at Terraganics.com, spelled Terraganix.com, or call toll-free 866-369-3678. That's 866-369-3678. Also available through Amazon Prime. Pro-EM-1 from Terraganics. Life's getting better.
We live in a complicated society. Stressful issues are always popping up. Have you ever been treated unfairly by someone? Have you ever been overcharged for a repair? Have you ever signed a contract or a document? Worried about identity theft? How many times have you been in those unique situations where you just wanted to call an attorney to find out if you're right or wrong, or what your legal rights are? But every time you think about calling an attorney, what do you think about first? That's right. Who do you call, and how much will it cost? Our friends at Legal Shield have found a solution. With a nationwide network of 6,900 attorneys who average over 19 years of experience, Legal Shield's law firms take over 40,000 calls per week helping their members. For less than $20 per month, you can have access to Legal Shield on everything from the trivial to the traumatic. Let Legal Shield stand up for your rights at lsprotection.com. That's lsprotection.com. Or call 855-340-SAVE. 855-340-7283.
Results will vary from case to case.
Of We Can Count. It's all about the numbers in so many ways, my friends. Don't we already know that? We do. We know that. And I'll tell you what, one of the scarier numbers that I've seen is an inflation rate that is approaching 57%. Don't worry, I'm not talking about the U.S. I'm talking about Venezuela. There is a lesson in that, isn't there? Their economic woes are painful to see. And this is a country flooded with oil. What's the scoop on that? Violence between the pro and the anti-government protesters keep escalating. You knew it was trouble when Nicolas Maduro stepped in to succeed the late Hugo the Butcher Chavez as president. So these people aren't getting anything good in return. It, nothing infuriated me more than to see, and I have to say it, you know, for some of the good things that he did for the people in Mississippi and in Haiti, the guys like Sean Penn, who embraced and liked Hugo Chavez while he was murdering people, putting X's on their houses, and they were lining up for rice and rationing. I didn't get that disconnect with the way that he treated people, why he was being embraced by American celebrities, a handful of them. Doesn't make any sense. So the commercial relationship with Venezuela accounts for 40% of Cuba's trade, or 18% of Cuba's gross domestic product. Gee, you wonder why The Castro brothers were so tight with Chavez when he was alive. So if Venezuela were cutting Cuba loose completely or just even a little bit, it would topple their economy big time. I mean, it would contract maybe up to 7% or more. So this situation is serious, but don't lean on us. We're not going to help you. In fact, remember, they booted out. Maduro wanted our guys out and was accusing them, our ambassador and other diplomats, accusing the people of spying, the Americans who were there of spying. So we're not helping you out. We can't do much about that, but it's sad to see what's going on with the people because they're just getting kicked yet another time. All right, this is kind of a crazy thing, but, you know, when you talk about insurance policies, and, boy, we've certainly talked that to death, haven't we, when we talk about health insurance. But I just read something about this tech billionaire who bought a $201 million insurance policy, and the tech billionaire has now the most valuable life insurance policy ever that we know recorded. It was sold by a Santa Barbara company, and according to the Guinness World Records, that policy beats the previous one for $100 million for an unnamed American entertainer, because they, you know, want to be anonymous. So they're not disclosing the name of the person, but they'll say is, a well-known billionaire living in Silicon Valley who's involved in the tech industry. And it would be paid out on his death. Who could that be? Mark Zuckerberg, you know, the Facebook guy. Larry Ellison, the CEO of Oracle. Seems like he can throw money up in the air, and if he wanted to be super responsible insurance-wise, he could afford that policy anyway. That's wild, isn't it? $201 million. Now, the part we don't know, which is what I would want to know, is who gets the money? So is it spouse, family, or is it, you know, somebody else down the line that's getting the money? It's pretty good, huh? I'd say it's pretty good. All right, let's keep on that history trail with numbers. We kind of got a thread going here. So, in China, and I've never been, but in China, you see the photographs and you see the opulent Buddhas and some of the amazing pieces of what really look like almost artwork from the various dynasties. And I saw a shot of this, of workers peeling off the gold foil and restoring an 800-year-old Buddhist statue that was on Mount Boding in China. It's stone carved, and it occupies, they say, like 300 feet on the mountain. And it goes all the way back to the Southern Song Dynasty, which is in the 1127-1279 era, right? And they say they started this in 2011, and they want to finish in the first half of 2015. Just 800 years old. And looking at it, I mean, I can't believe, and I know there's things we could say about China and then restoring this relic, but I just can't believe the craftsmanship that they had and how they put these things together, if you think about it, with what kind of tools. To me, that is just the most amazing thing when you compare what you see in, you know, things that are 800, 1,000 years old, thousands of years old. It's fascinating, and watching the way they restore it. So it makes this version of We Can Count, because 800 is the number. All right, now on to the stuff we've really been talking about, the 12 minutes. Flight 370 looks like, they're saying now, has been programmed at least 12 minutes before a verbal sign-off. That's the latest thing they're saying, that there was a route change that was programmed before the sign-off. Thus, you have all the theories about getting rid of the people, stocking something on the plane, hiding the plane, whatever, because this was purposeful. And there are things that we don't know about this investigation, but we know this. So the little bit that's pouring out, that would be pretty shocking. If they did it on purpose, that means they knew what they were doing, the pilot, the co-pilot. They have a thick door, the kind you have to punch in to get in. So were they in cahoots? What is the ultimate, you know, what was ultimately happened here? It's this time frame thing that makes it seem more like there's some kind of foul play here, some kind of terrorism. Because why would you program in a direction change when it was simply going from Kuala Lumpur to China in easy air, no problem? Why would you do that 12 minutes before the sign-off? Why would you program that in? It's hard to justify that. In fact, it's almost impossible to justify that. It doesn't make any sense. If there was something crazy happening, radar could have picked something up. Now, some flight experienced pilots are trying to say, well, they're trying to shoot that theory down. They're trying to say, well, we don't know specifically when it was entered. Well, now they're saying, no, 12 minutes before, this is when it changed. So either there's the 12 minutes or there's not. There's evidence that someone programmed the plane's computer. And the information surfaced corroborating that theory from one of the Malaysian investigators that the missing plane veered off course in a deliberate act by somebody who knew what they were doing. They heard nothing suspicious or anything that would explain why the jet changed course. It makes sense if they went up and the people were deprived of oxygen and died, no cell phones, no anything, nobody has any idea. Then they dive back down again. They've lost that 12 minutes. They're off and out of sight. And that's it. It just is so crazy to believe that 777 Zippo. Now, these reports of seeing something in the air in the Maldives and a few other places, they're saying a similar thing. And, boy, this flight 370 is mind-boggling. It is. And talk about following the information. They better follow it, and they better follow it fast.
For 5 years, you've been hearing about the Berkey guy, so you may know a few things about him. For example, you are well aware of the superior quality and effectiveness of Berkey water filters and accessories. But did you know the Berkeys have had independent lab tests done to prove just how effective they are? It's true, and he can email you the test results. Just visit GoBerkey.com. You may also know that the Berkey guy has helped tens of thousands of people get better prepared. Now here's something you may not know. GoBerkey.com has amazing specials and deals all the time on a wide variety of survival and preparedness products, most ready to ship same day. Visit the Berkey guy at GoBerkey.com and be sure to click the red Products on Sale Now button. You can always call toll-free 877-886-3653. Again, that's 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com, home of the Berkey guy.